This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是冯菲菲。这档节目回答大家在英语学习中遇到的各种难题和疑问。本期你问我答要回答的问题来自 CC。我们来听一下他的问题。
Hello, I'd like to know the difference between silent, mute, and reticent. Moreover, if I want to describe someone who can't speak, should I use mute, dumb, or either? Looking forward to your reply. Thanks.
听众 CC 想知道表示沉默的三个形容词 silent, mute, 和 reticent.之间有哪些区别，以及在英语中应如何称呼有语言障碍的人士才比较合适。我们先来听一段音频，这段音频讲的是一个不爱说话的人经文的故事。来边听边体会单词 silent, mute 和 reticent 在音频中的意思和用法。
Jingwen wasn't much of a talker.When someone asked her something she felt was pointless, she often remained mute. She had had an unhappy upbringing with a lot of shouting. She was very reticent about her childhood. She loved that she worked in a library where people were required to be as silent as they could.
上面这段话对经文这个不太爱说话的人进行了描述。我们先来看这段音频中用到的形容词 silent。它用来指人或者是事物是安静的、无声的。在 silent, mute 和 reticent 当中，只有 silent 可以描述一个地方的氛围，环境很安静。我们来听一个例句，句子的意思是：上个周日的早上，大街小巷十分安静，空无一人。
At 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, the streets were silent and empty.
除了形容一个地方很安静以外 silent 还可以指一个人因不说话而沉默或者人的行为举止安静。比如前面的音频中说到经文很喜欢自己在图书馆的工作因为这个地方要求人们尽可能的安静 be silent。我们再来听一遍这句话。
She loved that she worked in a library where people were required to be as silent as they could.
如果想表示变得安静下来、沉默下来，我们就可以用搭配 fall silent。如果想表示对一件事情保持沉默，那么可以用搭配 be 或者 remain silent about or on something。来听两个例句。
When the dog saw his owner's angry face, it stopped barking and fell silent immediately.If you're arrested, you have the right to remain silent about whatever you've been accused of.
上面我们讲到，在形容一个人的活动举止安静的时候，可以用形容词 silent. Silent 还可以用来形容人的性格很安静，不爱说话。来听一个例句，句子的意思是 ，Kai 是内心强大、少言寡语型的男朋友。
Kai is the strong and silent type of boyfriend.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
接下来我们来看一看单词 mute. Mute 用来描述一个人不愿说话或者说不出话来。它可以指因为受到一件事情的冲击而在短时间内变得哑口无言。比如下面这句话用Mute 描述了一个因为受到了无端的指责而惊讶的说不出话的男孩。来听一下这句话。
The boy stood mute, unable to believe that he'd been blamed for something he hadn't done.
形容词 mute 可与不同的动词搭配使用。比如 be mute, 沉默的 sit mute, 一句话都不说的坐着 stand mute,一言不发地站着 ，fall mute 变得一声不吭 remain mute, 保持沉默不语。下面我们就来听三个分别包含这些搭配的例句。
When someone asked her something she felt was pointless, she often remained mute.
The criminal stood mute as the judge read the sentence. When I asked about his family, he fell mute on the subject.
接下来我们转看形容词 reticent。Reticent 的意思也和沉默安静有关。它突出一个人不愿就一件特定的事情谈及自己的情感、想法，或是拒绝提供信息。我们常用搭配 be reticent about something 来表示闭口不谈一件事情。来听一个例句。
She had had an unhappy upbringing with a lot of shouting. She was very reticent about her childhood.
我们来总结一下形容词 silent, mute,和 reticent 在表示沉默的时候有哪些区别？在这三个词语当中，只有 silent 可以用来形容一个地方很安静。此外 ，silent 还可以表示人的言行举止以及性格很安静。mute 在形容人的时候，突出了一个人因为震惊而变得安静不语的一声不吭的。而形容词 reticent 强调一个人不愿意谈及一件事情，从而沉默安静。最后我们来回答 Cici 的第二个问题。他问道，我们能不能用单词 mute 或 dumb 来描述一位因为有语言障碍而无法说话的人？记住，我们不能用 mute 或 dumb 来称呼他们，因为 mute 和 dumb 是英语中已经过时的旧式说法，而且这两个词都带有贬义色彩，所以是非常不礼貌的。如果需要描述一位因为有语言障碍而无法说话的人，那么则可以说 A person who is unable to speak. 好了，如果你在英语学习中遇到了疑问，可以把问题发送到我们的邮箱。邮箱地址是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk。 你也可以通过微博 BBC 英语教学与我们取得联系。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是冯飞飞，下次再见。
Question and answer of the week from BBC Learning English.